Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So, reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 18, entitled Pariket, Cursed by a Brahmana Boy. And the next couple purports are short, so we're going to do a couple purports, starting off with text number 38. Tato vidyaramamam. Okay, vidyashramamam balo gale sarpa kalevaram pitaram viksha Dukario, what is that? Dukarto, Mukta, Kanto, Rudoda, Ha, Tato, Gaitya, Shramam, Bhalo, Gale, Sarpa, Kale, Varam. Pitaram viksya dukkato mukta kanto durodaha tato bhitya shamanta balo gale sarpa kalivaram pitaram viksya dukkato mukta kanto durodaha Tato bhitya shamam balo Gale sarpa kalevaram Pitaram bhikshya dukato Mukta kanto rurodaha Tato bhitya shamam balo Kali sarpa kali varam Pitamam bhikshadukato Mukta kanto rurodaha Tato bhityashramam balo Kali sarpa kali varam Pitaram bhikshadukato Rodaha Tato vityashramam balo Gale sarpa kalevaram Pitaram bhikshadukato Mukta kanta rodaha Ladies. Tato bhitya shramam balo Gale sarpa kalevaram Pitaram bhikshadukato Mukta kanto rurodaha Tato bhitya shramam balo Gale sarpa kalevaram Pitaram vikshadukato Mukta kanto rurodaha Tato bhityashramam balo Gale sarpa kalevaram Pitaram vikshadukato Mukta kanto rurodaha Tata, thereafter, abhitya, after entering into ashramam, the hermitage, Bala, boy. Gale sarpa, a snake on the shoulder. Kalevaram, body. Itaram, unto the father. Viksha, having seen. Dukkha artha, in a sorry plight. Muktakanta, loudly. Rudodha, cried. Ha, in the past. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai. Thereafter, when the boy returned to the hermitage, he saw a snake on his father's shoulder, and out of his grief, he cried very loudly. Purport. The boy was not happy because he committed a great mistake, and he wanted to be relieved of the burden on his heart by crying. So after entering the hermitage and seeing his father in that condition, he cried loudly so that he might be relieved, but it was too late. The father regretted the whole incident. Text number 39. Sava angiraso brahman shutva suta vilapanam unmilya sanakaya nitre jistva kankshe mrituragam. O Brahmana, the Rishi who was born in the family of Angira Muni, hearing his son crying, gradually opened his eyes and saw the dead snake around his neck. Text number 40. Visrijatam cha papratscha vatsakamadhirodishi kenavate prakritam ityukta sanyadhevayat navedayat. Translation. He threw the dead snake aside and asked his son why he was crying, whether anyone had done him harm. On hearing this, the son explained to him what had happened. Purport. The father did not take the dead snake on his neck very seriously. He simply threw it away. Actually, there was nothing seriously wrong in Maharaj Parikit's act, but the foolish son took it very seriously. And being influenced by Kali, he cursed the king, and thus ended the chapter of happy history. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshun Munitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guru Nama Gum Guru Deva Achalam Pangam Langayate Girimad Gibhata Mande Sri Guru Tiranam Pramananda Maharavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So here, we're seeing how, because of his piety and training, the young boy, although he was immature, as Srila Prabhupada explained in the previous purports, he recognized that he had committed a great mistake. This is, of course, a very good sign of intelligence, that one becomes repentant after having committed some foolish act. Of course, this was a great sinful thing. Cursing the king is certainly a very traumatic and critical thing that this boy did. And again, according to at least because of the piety, he recognized he had done something wrong. This again is a sign of good intelligence, that one recognizes that, okay, I made a mistake, I'm sorry for having done such a thing. and the natural recourse or natural inclination after having done something, one tries to at least relieve the heartache by feeling especially repentant, as it's described here. The boy, recognizing he had done such a committed such a great mistake, he tried to relieve his burden in the heart by crying loudly. We all have experience of that. That sometimes we do something that, oh my gosh, I shouldn't have done that. Or why did I do that? And initially you feel, you may not feel too much because of the anger or passion that was created. But shortly after, one feels, oh, okay, why did I do this? Why did I do such a thing? At least it's a good sign of a good heart. So here, the boy was certainly not happy having committed such a mistake, so he wanted to relieve himself of that. But unfortunately, it was too late. Once having done something, what can be done? One simply has to be ready for the consequences. Of course, that's something that is not an issue with many people in this present age, where people are willing to accept the consequences for what they do without any reservation. People engage in so many sinful activities and are not concerned for the repercussions. Because of bad training, there's that mood of repentance is absent. Instead, it comes out more in a more along the line of arrogance, that we continue with our activities. And we can see it practically in society in general. People engage in so many sinful activities or questionable activities, but there's no regard. It's almost impossible to get, and especially we see this in the leaders of society, that they can do no wrong. Right? They're perfect in every single way. And to say that I'm sorry is not, it's not in my person. Just a an unfortunate consequence of living in this present age, in Kali Yuga, that the general mass of people are full of these bad qualities. The father, on the other hand, here is described, Srila Prabhupada points out, hearing his son crying, what happened, my son? Did someone hurt you, or what is the case? And he's seeing this snake wrapped around his neck. Instead, he just simply throws it away. He doesn't make an issue of it. And after his son explained to him what he had done, he became very sorry. And of course, there's multiple reasons that his son should not have done such a thing. But the Vedas describe Prithivi Bhushanam Raja, that the king is the ornament of the earth. When a society doesn't have a proper head, everything falls apart. Chanakya Pandit describes, as we were hearing so many nice descriptions yesterday, or quotes from him, about the qualities of the dog and basic moral instructions. Society needs a proper head. And in the absence of that, it becomes more and more degraded, as we're seeing in the present day and age. The earth has many beauties, certainly, but the ornament of the earth is a good king. Otherwise, what is the use of all of those facilities? We can have so many amenities and so many qualities, so many possessions. But unless there's some intelligence, unless there's some guidance in how to use those things, it becomes an element of degradation. Instead of advancing in society, we become a person is more inclined to sense gratification and becoming more and more degraded by that. So it's necessary to have that head. So the Rishi here is recognizing that, what have you done? Now, who is there to protect these citizens? Because, again, it's the duty of the king to provide that protection. And without that head, then how can a society function normally and peacefully? That head has to be there. And in the absence of it, people, the general mass of people, again become very degraded. And this is predicted in the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's going to be described very nicely later on in the following purports and verses here by Srila Prabhupada, in which he describes how the general mass of people will become more and more degraded instead of being guided properly. Such leaders will simply become plunderers. And instead of looking out for the welfare of the citizens, because there's no training and no responsibility, instead they their only concern is to acquire and enjoy their own degraded lives without concern for the rest of the population. And seeing that example, the society, as Srila Prabhupada points out later on, the society also produces such a population, which is illegitimate and promiscuous. And the end result, of course, is that the age becomes more and more degraded, and people become more and more degraded. So this was certainly a very unfortunate occurrence, but as we've heard so nicely in previous classes, it was all by the arrangement of providence that this episode takes place so that the Srimad Bhagavatam could be shared, so it could be spoken and shared for thousands of years to come. Because again, as the age progresses, it only gets worse. And unfortunately, we're seeing that right before our eyes. The society is becoming just increasingly, exponentially becoming degraded, where the leaders of society are have no regard for the citizenry. They have no regard for the quality of life, simply interested in their own positions and their own enjoyment. And foolish, so many foolish and naive people listen to it and believe it. And this is the goal of life, to do whatever is necessary to enjoy yourself, and no regard for other living beings. So certainly this was a very tragic thing. Actually would make a great movie. Maybe someday they could, if the means were there, this could be made into a wonderful a series, right from the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam all the way to the 10th canto. It would make a great TV series, much better than whatever's out there now. I think they had some, they used to have X-Files, right? There was a series of shows. Instead of all of that useless speculation and waste of time, they could produce some very, very nice movie to show how the Bhagavatam is so spot on. It's so relevant to the nonsense that's going on in the world now. And certainly predicting the tragedies that are there to unfold in due course. They're unfolding right before our eyes every day, certainly. That people are becoming more and more degraded, have no concern that there are no qualified people, there's no learned heads of state. Srila Prabhupada explains how the heads of state were Raja Rishis. They were guided by the learned class, the Brahmanas. But in the absence of that, they've become simply rogues and thieves, completely without any kind of rules or regulation, governed simply by a mode of passion and ignorance. Sanskrita kriyahina rajasa tamasavrita. They're completely covered by the modes of passion and ignorance. They have no understanding of what people actually need. Absolutely no understanding. And if you try to speak to them in, with some common sense, they simply become belligerent and arrogant. And it only compounds the their madness and their offenses, for that matter. And of course, this is all there in the Vedic literatures. All of this is not somebody's mental speculation or flowery thoughts, but it's actual fact. This is being predicted. You can we can understand how Srila Prabhupada wrote this in what year? In the early 60s. Right? In the early 60s, Srila Prabhupada is working on his first three cantos, or latter 50s. And these purports are so relevant to what we're experiencing right now in society, where the leaders of society are exploiting the citizens in such and misguiding them in such obvious ways, and yet people are so blind, can't see how they're being duped and cheated. But this Srimad Bhagavatam, and Srila Prabhupada points out right in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam that this is meant to bring about a revolution in the impious lives of the misdirected civilization. It's an impious society we're in the middle of. But the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant to bring about a reawakening, a revolution in these in this impious society we're stuck in. That most people have no way of getting out of. They don't have an answer. There is no answer. They may come back with some kind of political or social organization or agreements, but nothing works because it's all mental. It's all based on mental speculation. It's all based on sense gratification. There's no real understanding. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is so clear in that it describes all of these present day and yet to come miseries and maladies, and Prabhupada so nicely comments upon them and makes them relevant and pertinent to our everyday lives through his purports. It's so wonderful. The following purports, I was reading a little bit ahead, are so incredible. So certainly it was an unfortunate thing and tragic thing that this boy, due to his inexperience, although he had some training, he was inexperienced, made such a bad judgment, bad decision. And the father was recognizing, what have you done? You've opened the door for Kali Yuga to come in. Just a teeny little bit of crack. It's just like if you have a wall, right? And this wall is in the discussion nowadays in society. There's a lot of discussion about walls, a lot of comments about walls. But if you have a wall, and there's a teeny little bit of crack there, and gradually over time that crack opens to the point where a little bit of water can get in, it wears away. It wears away gradually until it becomes a gaping hole. So this unfortunate incident is the beginning of that. It opened the door for such terrible things as we're seeing now, where there's just rampant sinful activities, where there's no there's no shame. We were describing yesterday how it was talked about yesterday, how the glories of the dog, right? But Srila Prabhupada points out that because of this incident, the society in general, the population in general, will become like monkeys and dogs, who are what's the word he used? Shameless in their activities. So we see it practically. People have no shame. They have no regard. They can do whatever they want, just say whatever you want, and just act whatever you want, as long as the end result is there, and that being their own gratification in one form or another. No shame, unfortunately. But there is a remedy, and that will that we're going to be hearing in the coming verses, and that was that it also brought about the speaking and speaking of Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of Shukadeva Goswami. So we'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Mataji? Shampriya.
Hare Krishna. Just one point. I have one point, but I wanted to make another point, is that every day at the end of class we have questions. It would be really like save some time if we had the microphone ready. Maybe someone can organize that. Prabhu, you were talking a lot about how, you know, the unfortunate situation in Kali Yuga, and how most people, they can't find any way out of that. They're kind of trapped economically, and also through lack of knowledge. But, you know, here in ISKCON, we have the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, who gave us the way out of, you know, like how to organize society, at least our own society, even if we can't organize mainstream society at this point. And I was just wondering if there's any plans, you know, here in Los Angeles for doing the other part of Prabhupada's plan.
Other part of Prabhupada's plan?
It means like Van Ashram, farm community, some kind of safety net when everything else collapses around us, which we see is happening. What's the plan for the devotees here, for the old people, for the future of this movement? And if we're going to also teach people by example, where's the example that we're going to, are we planning something here to make an example to people how to move forward?
To my knowledge, I don't believe that we have a specific plan. And I think that's our mistake. I think we need to create a plan that would open the doors for you know, people who want to take shelter of Krishna consciousness, who just don't see a place for themselves right now. I think that's something that we need to work toward. I do believe that the desire is there in the heart, but the desire has to become stronger. The desire has to become stronger. It's just like practicing the basic principles of Bhakti Yoga. If the desire is not there, then it's, you know, well, waking up or chanting or following 2, 3, 1 of the principles, 4, wow. Everything becomes difficult. Or taking proper care of the deities, becomes a burden after some time when it's not practiced properly. Prabhupada explained, I was listening to the other day, that there's Bhagavad Vidhi and Pancharatrika Vidhi, and they have to be simultaneous. Otherwise, after some time, the Pancharatrika Vidhi will become a burden. So, it's all dependent on to what degree are we desiring? What is our understanding? If we're sincere, we'll look for a plan. We'll work very hard, concertedly, and create a plan to implement Srila Prabhupada's, all of Prabhupada's instructions, whether it be Varnashram Dharma or proper deity worship or proper temple worship or proper whatever execution of Bhakti Yoga. We just have to become more determined. I believe the desire is there. Otherwise, we wouldn't all be here and we wouldn't have stayed here for so many years. But it's just a matter of increasing that determination. And I think we have fallen short. There's no doubt about it. We have fallen short. But we can't leave it at that. We have to think, okay, now what is it that I need to do to try and make it successful? Maybe I can at least speak to a younger generation and hope that they'll take it and run with it. The instructions are there. It's crystal clear. Srila Prabhupada's words are not very not very hard to understand if we listen to them very carefully. It's just like reading Prabhupada's purport. If you read the purport very carefully, every line, every word has just immense and multiple understandings. And if you just sit peacefully and try to understand that, then all of a sudden so many revelations occur. So we also need to just study Srila Prabhupada's words and the revelation or the understanding and how to apply this or practically implement these different programs and instructions Srila Prabhupada has given and make them real. It's all based on sincerity. That's my opinion. It's all based on sincerity. If we're really sincere, then we'll do it. And Krishna will send the proper persons. If we can't do it, Krishna will send the proper persons who can do it. I'm not a farmer, but if we try and preach very very enthusiastically, and study what Varnashram Dharma is, then Krishna will send that farmer. I believe that. It's too late for me. You know, I love cows, but it's too late for me. But Krishna will send the right person who can take care of those cows, who can act as the proper Vaishya, or as a proper Brahmacharya, or as a proper Brahmana. Any other comments? Time. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.